Okay, we are in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros. And basically, this parak is going to deal with the halachas of Nevela and Trefa. And we'll get into a lot of those details soon. But Nevela essentially means an animal that, let's say, is not slaughtered correctly. Okay, and Trefa is going to be an animal that's mortally wounded. Now, when we get to Shlita, we'll get a little more into the simane, the science of trefa from inside an animal. But the Rambam is not going to deal with that right now. And it's a very, what makes this parak a little bit different, it's a very explanatory parak. The Rambam is very, very wordy in making sure it's clear to us that we understand how nevela and trefa work. All right, so Alacha Alat, the Rambam says, Ocha kezayis vibasar behema shemesa, ochaya shemesa, ov shemes. Okay, so someone eats a kezayis, an olive amount, of a domesticated animal that died, or a wild animal that died, or a bird that died, lokeh, you get makos for that. Shenemar lo sochlu kol nevela. That's what nevela means. It's one of these situations. The kol shelo nishchata kiroi harizu mesa. Now, not only does it mean an animal that, say, died naturally, but any animal that's slaughtered incorrectly also is considered as if it's dead, meaning a nevela. And of course, in hilchos shchita, we'll learn all about, in great detail, what's considered a good or bad shchita. Okay, halacha beis. Now, ein iser mishum nevela ela minim taharim belvai. What's important to always recognize is that nevela only applies to kosher animals. Okay, imei shehein ruin l'shchita, because that animal can be shechted. Vim neshchatu shchita kshira yimu taharim machila. And if you go ahead and slaughter the animal properly, right now it's mutter to go ahead and eat it. Aval minim tmeim. Okay, but non kosher animals shein shchita mu'elus bahen. With shechting a non-kosher animal won't change its status. No matter what you do to it, whether you shecht it properly or you cut a piece of its flesh off, it doesn't matter. If you eat it, you don't get malchus because of nevela or trefa, which we'll get to the second one that is. The prohibition is to consume non-kosher meat. So again, to emphasize that nevela as an isra only applies to kosher animals, right? Because a kosher animal is subject to appropriate shchita. An animal that's not subject to any type of shchita, it wouldn't matter if you ate the animal alive or dead, you're over the same isra of eating a non-kosher animal. Gelacha gimel, ha'ochel ov tahor chai, kol shehu, loke, mishum ochel nevela. Now, if you eat an entire kosher bird at once, right, you get makas for that. Why? Because you ate nevela. Even if the amount that you consume is not a kazayas amount, since you ate the entire thing, this goes back to the idea of a burial. Right, but if you ate the bird after it died, until you had about an amount of kazayas, which makes you chayev, even if there's not enough flesh in there of a kazayas, as long as the amount that he consumed of kazayas, chayev lo mishum nevela. So he'd be chayev because he, had nevela. Okay, halacha dalad. Now, ochel kezayis mibasar nefal behema tahara, right? If a person eats a kezayis of a fetus that died post-birth from a kosher animal, lokim mishum ochel nevela. That's also, you're eating nevela in that case. V'asu lechol min behema shenolda ad lil shmini, right? You're not allowed, it's a famous history, you cannot consume a baby kosher animal until the eighth day or in the night of the eighth of after its birth. Because if it's not able to live for those 8 days, right, it's considered as if it was a dead baby or baby animal. You won't get makas for this. Let's say you know for sure, okay, that the animal was born after the requisite, required, or normal amount of time inside the mother's stomach. And afterwards, it was born, which comes out to 9 months for a large domesticated animal, and 5 months for a smaller domesticated animal. Then I raise the mutter miyom shenola. Then it will be permitted to go ahead and consume the animal right after it's born. Okay, halacha hey. Now, shilya shiyata simaflad, okay, the placenta that comes out with the newborn animal, asur bachila, you cannot eat that. The okla patar, why? And if you did eat it, you're patar. Why is she in a basar? So even though it's asur to eat it, you'd be potter because technically speaking, the placenta is not considered to be flesh or meat of the animal. Okay, lachavav. Now, ochel kezayis bibasar behem ochaya ov tohorim shenitrifu. So now we're going to switch into trefa. Okay, so if you eat a kezayis from a domesticated kosher animal or a domesticated animal or a wild animal or a kosher bird that became treif, loke, you get makosh. Shemar uvasar basada trefa lo sochelu lakelev tachshchu nosa. So you don't eat meat from an animal that became a trefa, you throw it to the dogs, okay? And what does that mean? Trefa hamur batora zu, right? So what's a trefa mean in the Torah? Shetarfa osa chayas hayar kagon ari v'nemer kiyotza behen. So what happened? Normally trefa means the animal was mortally wounded by another animal, okay? For instance, like a lion, okay? So if a lion mortally wounds a bird or whatever, well, actually be unlikely, but another animal, then it's considered a trefa. V'chein ov shetarf osa ofa doris kagon deitz kiyotza behen. Well, let's say by a bird, for instance, a hawk attacks another bird, but attacks the bird in a way where the bird is mortally wounded. Right? But you can't say that the term trefa means that, in other words, the Rambam's arguing against a certain erroneous interpretation. Don't think that when the Torah says trefa, trefa means it attacked it and then killed it. Shem mesa, because if the animal was dead, harei nevela. Right, so if the lion attacked animal X and it died, the isra there isn't trefa; it's an isra nevela. That's called the vela. Umali mesa machmas atzma ohika besay vehemisa oshavra ari vehemisa hayne medabra ela mishin trafa lo mesa. Right, so it wouldn't matter how it died. It doesn't matter if it dies naturally or by a lion. Therefore, what is the Torah talking about? It must be talking about a case of an animal that's nitrafa, which means it's mortally wounded, but not that it died. Okay, halacha zayin. Now, asura. Now, if we say that an animal that's mortally wounded is asur, yachol im baz a vigar hakadi baraglo bezanvo obozno radaf adam vitzilo mepiv. Okay, but let's say the case as follows. What we say is, let's say a lion comes along and drags a baby animal by, let's say, its foot or its tail. Okay, and then a human runs after it. And he saves the little animal from the lion, okay? Yeah, usher, right? Would it now still be usher? Sharei nitraf? I mean, since the animal was attacked, do we say it's attacking? Does attacking alone produce the chalos, the identity of trefa? Tamulomar uvasar basade trefa la kelev tashikunosa. The key thing here is that it's meat that's roy to that's appropriate to feed to dogs. Achi yase osa basar ri la kelev. So the meat has to be to the point where only a dog would eat it. Halamadata shatrefa mur batara. So what do we see? Trefa that's mentioned in Torah, he shatarfa oso chaya seyar, right? That's where a wild animal attacks it, vishavar osa, and breaks it, vinatalamus, okay? And it's basically on its way to dying, dying lamesa, but the animal's not quite dead. Afal pi shakadam vishachta kodam shatamus, okay? Even if, let's say I shechted the animal, okay, prior to its dying, meaning it's trefa, it's on its way. I grab my knife, I shecht it. Hare zu asur, it's still asur, mishum trefa. Ho bi'i efshar shetechaya mimaka zu abalea. Because we know it's impossible for this animal to survive this wound. Okay, and he continues. Nimseis lama, okay, shatora asur hamesa bi'inavela. So what do we see? We've learned that the Torah asurs a dead animal, a dead kosher animal, that's called nevela. The asur anoto lamus machmas makosea, right? V'api shedain lamesa via trefa. And the Torah also asers an animal that was attacked and it's on its way to dying, even though it hasn't died yet, and that's called the treif. Ukashem shlo tachlok b'misa bein mesa machmas atza bein shenafla u'mesa bein shechamka atche mesa bein shedrasasa chayev argasa. Okay, so just like when it comes to the animals that die, right, or where I should say animals that are on on the verge of dying, okay, we don't care how... by nevela. We don't care how the animal died by nevela. We don't care what avenue of death was introduced to this animal. We don't care if it died on its own or if it was attacked. It doesn't matter. Once it's dead, it's nevela. Kachlo tachlok benotalamus. So too, an animal that's going to die, we don't care what the cause was. Bein shetafasa chaya, bishavarta, bein shenafla min agag. It doesn't matter if an other animal attacked it or if it fell off the roof. Bein shetabu rov salasea and broke most of its bones. Okay, which we'll get to more, but whether, let's say, for instance, an arrow punctured its lung, Bain Shabala Choli Machmas Atzor got sick. Nekev Vinakav Liva Reyasa or Shiva Rov Salseya Bechiotzaban. We don't care if let's say there is what do you call it, some sort of sickness came along and made the heart or the lungs, for example, punctured. Ho vehi nota lamus mikol makam rezu treva. As long as we can diagnose this animal as being on the verge of dying, it's a treva. Bain shahaya garam bide basar v'dam. Bain shahaya bide shemayim. It doesn't matter if it was through a natural means or through what do you call it, an animal or human caused it to become a treva. So im kein lama nemar b'torah treva dabar kasav behove. Okay, dibar kasav behove. So why does the Torah then therefore say treva? Okay, treifa, which means in the present, it's talking in the present. Shim lo tomar kein, if it didn't say it in the present, lo te aser ela osa shenitrefa basada, then you would not, you'd only treifa up something that happened, let's say, in the fields. Avim nitrefa b'chatzar, but if it was in the chatzar, lo te aser, then you wouldn't necessarily aser it, halamara chena kasam adabra ela behove. So that's why it's talking about hope here means normative situations. Don't think it means only a unique situation like in the fields, but not in a chatzar. It's universal. Any animal that is diagnosed with mortal wounds is a treifa. Okay, lacha test. Now, v'inin akasav, shan nota lamos machmas makosea. So when we say that the animal is going to die because of its wounds, v'yefsha lachayos machmas makazu asura, okay, and that the animal will not live because of this wound, and that's why it's asur. Mikana ruchachamim zeakla kol she'in kamoa chaya treifa. Okay, so that's why the Chacham said, what's the rule of thumb? Any animal, okay, any animal that has any kind of condition that it won't live is called a trefa. Ubehechol shchita, right, yizbar eza choli osa osa trefa, veza chole ein osa osa trefa. And that's why in Hilchos Shchita, we're going to learn about all the various diseases and conditions that produce the chal oshem, the status of an animal being a trefa, and ones that do not. Okay, now getting into more practical lacha. Okay, if a person cuts a piece of raw meat off an animal, okay, that's kosher animal, hare oso basar trefa. That animal, that meat, excuse me, is trefa. And if I eat it, okay, it's as if I ate trefa. Because now, the meat from this animal, it's from an animal that wasn't shechted yet, but it's not dead. Mali trefa oso chaya. Mali chaska besakin, mali bekula, mali bemiksasa. Okay, so what's the difference does it make if it was attacked by an animal or if it was cut by a knife? What's the difference if the entire animal is wounded or just a little bit of it? Harehu omer ubasar basadet trefa lo sochelu. It says, don't eat from an animal that's any meat from an animal that's trefa. Kemishana says behema basar basadet, right? Once a part of that, of the meat of the animal, is made, so to speak, into that I consume it, then I can say arei trefa. That's when the identity of trefa would emerge. Okay, halach yud aleph. Now behema shehi chola machmas shetashash kocha v'natzta lamos. Okay, let's say an animal is sick and it's weakened and it's going to die soon. Ho v'lo ira maka be'evra me'evar ma'misenosa. Right. Okay. Now this is interesting. If the animal is weak and it's going to die, and there's no evidence whatsoever, okay, of any wound taking place. Then we say there's no wounds whatsoever. Harezu mutaris, this will be mutter. Shlo asra Torah ela ke'ein trefas chayas ayar, shari asaba maka hamisa osa. Because the Torah asks any situation that looks like an animal attacked it, okay, and that there's evidence of something causing it to die. But if there's no evidence here of what's causing it to die, then it's still mutter, okay? Halachia beis afa pi shehi muteris. So even though technically speaking it's mutter, gedolei chachamim lo hayu ochlim bibehema shememharin v'shokta nosa kadesh lo tamos. Okay, so nonetheless, the chacham went along and said they would never eat meat from people who shechted from animals, that people ran along and shechted it to catch it before it died. Right? Afa pi shepirchasa b'sav shchita. Okay, even if it was making, so to speak, pirchasa means seizures or convulsion type movements that sometimes happen post shchita. The davarze imbo iser, right? It's not really aser. Elakol rotz lahachmir atzam davarze raise a meshubach. Anyone who wants to be machmir about such a thing is deserving of praise. Gelachid gimel. Now shochet behema chayav oaf the lo yotzem hen dam. Let's say you shecht an animal and no blood comes out of it. Hare elu mutarin. The animal is actually mutter. Vein omrim shem beisim hayu. We don't say that the fact that no blood came out means the animal was dead prior to the shechita. Also, if I shecht a healthy animal and it doesn't have any sort of convulsive movements at any point in time post shechita, it's mutter. Avaha misukenes, okay, but when it comes to an animal that's very, very sick, for example, it cannot stand up on its own, it needs someone to support it. Even though it eats healthy, normal food, if I shecht it and it doesn't convulse at all, we say it is an avela, and therefore if I ate from the meat, I get malchus. But as long as it did convulse, it'd be mutter to eat the meat. The convulsions must take place at the end of the shechita. But if the animal is convulsing prior to shechita, it won't help at all. So in Lachi Dali is going to explain. We're going to get a very, very, very detailed description of what it means to see convulsions in animals. Okay, so for instance, here, what are the convulsions by a small domesticated animal or a wild, both large and small or by a small or large wild animal? Bain shapashta yada vechazira o shapashta ragla. Okay, so for these types of animals, it doesn't matter whether or not it extended its arm and pulled it back, or extended its leg and pulled it back. And extended its leg afli shlo chazira, but didn't bring it back. O shekafra ragla bavad, or let's say it just bent its back leg. Harezia pirchus mutter. That's considered a good convulsion. But if it extended its hand, it didn't return it back. It's asash. Because when an animal extends its arm and doesn't bring it back, that simply is evidence of it dying. Uvehim agasa, okay, for a large domesticated animal, echad yad vechad regal, it doesn't matter if it's the arm or the leg, bein shapashta velo kafafa, bein kafafa velo pashta, it doesn't matter if it extended it and didn't bend it, or vice versa. Horezu pirchos is considered pirchos umutaris. Vimlo pashta liyavlo regal, but let's say there was no extension of the leg, velo kafafa klal, or no bending, then horezu novela. It's considered novela. Finally, by an oath, by birds, afilu lo rifref ela be'ino, even if it only blinked, okay, one eye, velo kishkesh ela biznavo, and it didn't, move its tail a little bit, harezu pirchos, okay? As long as it's the most minor movement, the blink of an eye or a little movement of the tail, that's considered a convulsion in a bird. Gelachat esvav, na shochet esam musukenes belaila. Let's say I'd shecht an animal that's very, very, very sick at night, below yoda, and I can't see, below yoda in perchas or low perchas. I'm not sure if the animal convulsed or not. Harezu suffek nevela vasur. That's considered a suffek nevela, and therefore the animal is asur. Halachat ezayim. Now, kol yisurin shabatora. Okay, now we're going to switch to another area here. Now that he's laid out the basics of nevela and trefa, he's going to take up the issue now of how you can you combine various pieces of us or meat together to form a one us one iser. Okay, so kol yisurin shabatora, when it comes to all these yisurin in the Torah, im starfin zeim ze, we don't combine them together. Okay, chutz mi yisurin nazir. Okay, kamoshi yisbar hasham, except for the iser nazir. Okay, now what does he mean? The fika halokeach me'at chelev u'me'at dam u'me'at basar behemet me'a u'me'at basar nevelo u'me'at basar dog tamei. Now, let's say a person, for example, he's a smart guy. What does he do? A little bit of chaylev, a little bit of dam, a little bit of kosher, a little bit of non-kosher animal, a little bit of nevela, a little bit of non-kosher fish, a little bit of non-kosher chicken, and from other yisurin as well. And I make one big kazayas of non-kosher. What do you call it? V'achlo, and I eat it. I don't get makos. V'dino k'din ochel chati shir. And the halacha is that it's as if you ate a chatzi shir, okay, which means half a kazayas, okay? Halacha yitzayim. However, a kol nevela, now that's because they're from different categories of iser. But within nevela, for instance, kol nevela is misarfa zuvim zu. But let's say I have different animals, like animal A, B, and C, they're all nevela, and I combine them together. That sirf would work. Or nevela mitzarefas and trefa. Now, it's also interesting that nevela can also be combined with trefa, even though they're technically separate iser. so too different species of non-kosher animals can be combined together. Ava basar nevela in basar behemat tmeya. However, basar from a, remember, nevela is a kosher animal that wasn't shechted properly, with a non-kosher, with flesh from meat from non-kosher animal, aim and starfish. That would not work. So ketzah, the Rambam is going to lay out some cases. Halokeach minevela sashor, minevela satzvi, minevela sarnaktarnagol, vikibes minakolkazais, basar bachaloke. So if I take nevela, let's say, from a chunk from an ox, a chunk from a deer, a chunk from a rooster, and I combine them all together to make a kazais of meat of nevela, then I get malchus. Vechenim kavats chatzi zais minevela sbeimat Torah, vechatzi zais minatrefa. So too, if I took half a kazais from a nevela of a kosher animal and half a kazais from a trefa, or let's say a half a kazayas from a nevela, and half a kazayas from, let's say, a raw an animal that's alive, that's kosher, but achlo loket. V'chein basar gamal v'achazir var neves shekavas mikolim kazayas v'achlo loket. So too, let's say I combine together a chunk of camel and a chunk of pig, and I make a kazayas out of them, I will get malchus. Aval im tzir v'chazir zayas maybe that's a shor. Let's say I took half a kazayas of nevela, v'chatzi zayas of basar gamal. Let's say half a kazayas of camel. Ain't a mistarfen. V'chein choyotze b'zeh. Those are, that's here for not work. V'chein behema tmeya v'ov tame. So too, let's say a non-kosher animal, odok tame. Ain't basar shneim mistarfen. Okay, so if I took a little bit of non-kosher animal A, and then say non-kosher bird, and then non-kosher fish, those would not mistarf either. L'fishein shnei shemos, because those are two different identities or species. Each one has their own iser. But all within the species of birds, all the non-kosher birds are mitzvah to each other. So to, just like regular animals. Here's the principle. Anything that's under one iser, various species under one iser is mitzvah. Bishnei love and Amy Starfin, more than one and not Mistarif, except for a chutzman nevela trefa, except for nevela and trefa, a whole of that trefa tchil sevela. Why is nevela and trefa able to be Mistarif together, even though they're separate Isurim? Because what we say is trefa is really the beginning of nevela itself. Okay, lachi ches, haochom nevela trefa, if someone does eat from nevela trefa, okay, oh, mi behema v'chayat meim, or from, let's say, non-kosher animals, mina or, let's say from the skin, minat samos, their bone, mina gidim, their sinews, mina karnayim, their horns, mina talafim, mina sirpanim, abet sirpanim, or from, let's say, what it called, hooves or their nails, sha'of, mimikomo shem sasayis misham adam, sheyichtechu, which are the areas where if you cut those nails off, blood will come out, or mina shilya shalhen, or from the placentas, afishu asr, so remember, it's asr to eat a non-kosher animal. But if I eat the skin, hareza putter, I'm putter. Why? They she'elu einam ro'in lachila, because you can't eat a bone and you can't eat the skin. They're not made for eating. The aim is starfin in a bustle of kazayas, and they're also not combined together with the meat itself to form a kazayas. Alachiotes. Okay, kevas ha nevela, but kevas ha tmeya. Okay, so milk that's found in the stomach of a nevela or in the stomach of a non-kosher animal, muteris, right? Why? Because it's considered like something the body of the animal will excrete. That's why it's permitted to store cheese, which they used to do, all right, in the stomachs of animals that were shechted by non-Jews. Aval or a keba, right? But when it comes to the skin of that stomach, that's considered like the rest of the other stomachs, and therefore it's prohibited. Now, or haba k'neged pano shachamor. Okay, mutar b'achilas. So what is this talking about? Or ba k'neged pano shachamor is another way of referencing the placenta of a donkey. Okay, that is permitted to eat. Why? Meishu kumo hefresh umeh haraglayim shein mutarim. Because it's considered like feces and urine, which are mutar. Yesh oro shehein kibasar v'olchem k'zayis kolchem kibasar. Okay, and there are sometimes skin that are considered like basar itself, right? As long as you eat that type of skin when it is soft. And the Rambam is going to explain. Okay? These are the types of skin that are actually no different than the meat itself. Or ha'adam, so the skin of a man, of a human. Or a chazir, okay? The skin of shel yishuv, okay? The skin of a domesticated pig. or the skin from the hump of a camel that never carried anything, right? Because again, if nothing ever was on the hump of it, it's still soft. Or base haboshes, okay, that's also the skin around the groin area. Or shatachas alya, right? That's also the skin that is below the tail. The or hashlil, that's the skin of a fetus. Or haanaka, vakoch, valata. These are lizards and snails. Vachomet, these are animals listed in the Torah. Kol ila oros kishahin rachos. As all these skins, when they're soft, harein kibasa, they're like meat. The chol davar, like any area, bein l'israchila, bein l'toma. Right? So these are the skins that basically we are considered to be food. Okay, finally, l'chabez, the Rambam switches a bit and deals with shorniska. Okay, we're not going to get into how shorniska works until much, much later. But shorniska means an animal that was sentenced to death by skila. So nemar b'shorniska v'lo yoch v'lo ye'achel es b'sara. So the Torah tells us you can't eat the meat from a shorniska. Ve'achai efshal achlo achar shorniska v'hariu nevela. But isn't that superfluous? Because if the animal gets killed by stoning, it's dead, and that should be considered nevela. El lo ba kasav el lohodiyacha shekema shenigbar dino leskila nesar v'naseh kibehemat mea. It's teaching us, okay, that once we say that the animal's condemned to skila, it's now usher, and it turns into a non-kosher animal. Vim kodna v'shachto shchita kshera, right? And let's say you went ahead and shechted it before it was executed. It would be kosher, the shchita would be good, hariza usher b'haniyah, right? But it's still usher to benefit from this animal. V'imachal v'zor, kazayis lokeh, and if I ate a kazayis of it, I get malchus. V'chein kishi yiskal, and of course, after it gets stoned, lo yimkar, I can't sell it. Lo yeno kolavim, I can't give it to dogs. Lo akum dor nanju. The kach nemar lo yeachal as besaro. That's what it means. That's why is this additional idea that I can't eat from its meat. Okay. Upiresh shall shor haniskal mutabana. Okay. But it's interesting that the feces of the animal that's stoned is permitted to benefit from. Note for like, let's say for fertilizer. No dash hu pater miskila achash enigmar dino. Let's say I find out that the animal, the shore is putter from getting stoned after the sentencing came down, right? So let's say we found out that there were Edom Zomim, the Edom that lied. Yatsa v'yirav Eder. What do we do with the animal? We send it out to the pasture. Vimnoda achash eniskal, right? But let's say we find out after it was executed that it turns out the animal was unjustly condemned to death. Harezim mutterbandiyah. We will be allowed to go ahead and benefit from the meat of the animal. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up Parakeet.